I was laughing so hard I could barely hit the button.
Sorry.
I was jiggling my mouth all over the screen because I was laughing so hard. Like a bowl full of jelly.
That was a strong start.
Come at you like a spider monkey. Quick, Ray, let your brother in.
It's our your only hope.
We don't want to keep him up too late.
They changed everything. I'm not used to it.
And this is March. When does Massinger come back?
Oh, I don't know. Before the Super Bowl?
That's the second one. I thought it was March or April.
That sounds reasonable. I don't know, to be honest. I'm sorry.
Samurai says next week. Thanks, Samurai.
Gruce for the win, by the way.
Then we can go back to having sweet Massinger talk. Last week of WandaVision, this week, right?
Yes. I think it's the finale is Friday.
And then I think it's a week off, and then it's Buddy Cops.
It's coming soon, so I would buy that.
Yeah, I think I think there's just a week off between shows.
Nice.
So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's 9:01. There he is. All right, now we can start the show. I only record this anymore for one person, so, you know, if he doesn't show up, we're doomed. That Ian can live his dream.
Getting bad beats of poker.
That's right. Going into bad beat rages every night.
7-3 offsuit. What a monster.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 283rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. Hello.
Word up.
Hello.
This is the week of March 3rd through the 10th in the year of our COVID. Over in your 5-day 4-star crash! Last we spoke on the 26th, we had X-Force. Did you X-Force your way to victory?
Yeah, totally. Total success. It has been for quite a while, so it was nice.
All right.
X-Force Deadpool's just a good character.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Deadpool champed, so.
Did you attempt today?
Total success.
Ooh.
Yeah. Dazzler was, Jubilee's not good, but Dazzler was not better.
My board was like covered in purple, so I matched a bunch of purple, and yet it just blew up the board, and it was like, all right. And then number next is going to be Elektra. You can't see her. She's Elektra.
Right. But I'm optimistic.
Well, yeah, you should be. I mean, you have her fully covered.
Right.
Sidestep all your damage and do a ballet of death, and there you go. Storyland, Honor Among Thieves is running. That'll get you She-Hulk, the new Dark Beast, some Natasha shards. Placement is Mordo and Strange shard types. For Strange, that is. Followed up by Unstable ISO 8. That's Mystique, Mordo, those Strange shards. Placement is Throg and Adam Warlock shards. And then, Ian, we got another puzzle event here. Puzzle Gauntlet is going to run.
Yes. That's what I just typed into my survey yesterday.
And you will get a Pizza Dog support for that.
Okay.
So that's exciting. I like these puzzle events. I also told them to do more of those. I said, give me more PvE content and more of these puzzle things.
Yeah.
And slow down the character releases.
I
won't.
I always say that, but
I definitely
will not
get that third one. But PvP land, and we're in between seasons. The War of the Realms is running now. They'll get you Luke Cage and a Jubilee. Placement is the Jug's Gun and some Hella Shards. So there you go. Let's talk about news. We got release notes.
News. Ooh, release notes.
So, Ian, are you sitting down? We got a clue.
Indeed I am. Yes.
Here's the clue. Not blue-gray. Hmm?
Dark Beast?
I don't know that the emphasis was correct on that, because the question mark is after blue-gray. Not blue-gray? Hmm. Like, there's no question mark suddenly. Hmm?
So I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Exactly.
But they spelled gray the proper way, so I'm assuming it's supposed to be a tie-in to the horrible Gray family. So my guess is that we're going to get X-Man Nate Gray. That's what I'm going with.
He's an X-Man?
He is the X-Man.
Oh.
His mutant title is X-Man.
Oh, my. He sounds important.
He has been at times. He likes to make his own universe and stuff and put you into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do not remember Nate Gray at all.
Yeah, nope. You shouldn't. He's the terrible member of, you know, the Scott and Jean family.
Yeah, so, I don't have a problem with that family, though, so...
Well, you should. They're terrible.
I don't know where he appears in the comics, but I clearly did not read any of them.
Well, he had his own comic for a while that was called, you know, X-Man. More than once. It's had two or three runs, I believe. Anyway, that's the clue. The Dark Beast, you know, has been out there.
Yeah, a couple events.
The all-new Puzzle Ops. Puzzle Ops Gauntlet. That's coming. And then the Space Stone season will be coming up. And the additional details are resetting a completely full vault now displays the contents immediately instead of after leaving the screen and returning to it. That will never happen to me, so I don't care. when viewing a character's info in battle, tapping on the empty space near the center of the panel no longer displays their power descriptions. Alright. You just randomly tap it on the screen? Stop doing that.
Or now you can.
I guess. That's all that's in the news. I went to Benazet on Saturday and saw some elk. Did that?
I don't know what those words you say mean.
Elk? Elk? It's a large animal. It's like a deer, but slightly sweeter to eat.
Benazet's?
Benazet. It's a town in Pennsylvania.
Ah.
Okay.
It's in Elk County, where we keep our elk.
The aptly named Elk County?
Correct. There was probably 20, 25 of them in a herd. It's pretty cool.
That sounds
reasonably
cool.
Pretty cool. Oh, how has that not made any of my lists?
What?
The Miley Cyrus talk show.
Oh.
Man.
Shello.
I'm kind of bummed now.
Well, there's always room for more honorable mentions.
No, Donkey Teeth, these are free-range elk. The ones I happen to see happen to be in between two people's houses, just eating like the clover and stuff out of someone's yard. It's just predominantly that's where most of the elk and PA are. They're in Elk County. You guys have any news?
I don't think so.
Nope.
My dreams were dashed after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine became available, and then the governor instantly stole it all to give it to the teachers.
Yeah.
So now I can't get one. I'm sad.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, teachers need to have that, though.
Well, so do I. All right, if we got no other news, Ian, hit me with the top three.
Oh, all right. I think this week we're diving back into the realm of Saturday Night Live skits, and we're going to do the 2000s. So before we started recording, I gave these guys a clue that all of mine are one-offs. None of them were recurring sketches. So we're going to let Craig start this week, and we'll just work our way to Ray and see how it goes.
All right. My number three is brought to you by Massengill Feminine Products. This is the ESPN Classic skit, which was a recurring skit. Filmed as in, you know, the 80s version of ESPN, where they would cover things, you know, like, I don't know, ridiculous things.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what all these skits were.
Greg Twinkle and Pete Stink.
That's right.
Right. Pete Stink. Best color man in the business.
But those make me laugh every time I see them.
That's fair. That's a good sketch. I'm glad you gave them their recognition. My number three is a sketch that was called I Drink Your Milkshake.
That's a good one.
It was just a quick one-off where they joked about that line from the There Will Be Blood, and they made a whole sketch around it where he was literally going around drinking other people's milkshakes. A couple other popular movie characters show up.
Yeah, he had like the big paper straws, right?
He did. He had an enormous paper straw. Right. I have a straw. Goes across the room. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
That's classic.
So I happened to see that before watching the movie, and it just totally ruined that dominant scene. I could think of was that I drink your milkshake.
Yeah, it really, really helps lighten the mood in that scene at the end.
Right.
All right, what do you got, Ray?
Okay, my number three is a recurring sketch that starring a person we were just talking about before the show, Kenan Thompson. Ooh-wee, what up with that?
What? What is up with that?
Wow.
What is up with that now?
Yeah, that should have made my list. I'm regret-filled.
Jason Sudeikis doing the running man in the corner. It's just everything about that bit is
California
hilarious.
Raisins.
Mm.
I'd like to make apologies to Lindsay Buckingham for not making it on this week.
Lindsay Buckingham. Sorry, Lindsay.
You forgive me, Lindsay?
That's great.
All right.
All right, Craig, what do you have for number two?
By number two, we're going to have a sit down and talk about chest hair and crazy cool medallions. It's the Bear Gimp Talk Show.
Nice. That's a great sketch. That is on my honorable mention list.
Talk to me, Robin. Talk to your brother. No.
No, I don't. Welcome, California Lieutenant Governor Chris Bustamante.
Chris Bustamante.
I love Steve Higgins. Guy is comedy gold. So my number two is a sketch that only I enjoy, I think, because it's far less popular than any other sketches. I had to kind of dig deep to find the name of it, and it's called Short Shorts for the USA. And I can't remember his name, but we'll call him Stifler, was the host. And he is in an office setting with a handful of other cast members. And the premise of the sketch is he put out a memo that said, we're going to relax the office dress code to allow for showings of patriotism. And Will Ferrell comes in wearing a half shirt and a red, white, and blue bikini. Like thong. And the sketch is just him walking around showing his butt to Rachel Dratch. It's fantastic. I can't recommend it enough. I stole this idea for a Halloween costume one year. It was that's the kind of impact it had on me.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good sketch. Right. Stifler is a bad, bad actor. Ray, number two.
So my number two, if you're looking for fun with your family, I've got the perfect place for you. New York's hottest club is Hey! This place has everything. Tweakers, skeevies, Spud Webb, and a child. And the bouncer is a bulldog who looks like Wilford Brimley, and the password is diabetes. City correspondent with Stefan is amazing every single time. And the one fact that they would change from rehearsal to doing the live show, they would change part of it and would break him up
Mulaney
every time.
Mulaney would pepper in a new joke that he'd never see.
Yep, and he would just laugh himself right out of character.
Yeah.
This, MTV's Dan Cortez. Well, this is going to have to, this will be good. This, that's a great number two. I'm going to restructure my 2010 list and take that off of it. I thought that sketch premiered in 2010, so I have it on my other list.
Well, hopefully not.
Stefan.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Uh-oh, somebody do some research. We have
I know that the first appearance of Stefan was in 2008 in a sketch alongside Ben Affleck where they were the two most coveted screenwriters in Hollywood. And they're trying to pitch a movie, and Stefan's like, you know that thing where the guy gets really cut and it makes a V towards his... And But on Weekend Update, it started, I think, in 2010.
That's funny.
Shenanigans!
Yep. Ray blew up the whole list.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Well.
It was still great. Craig, what do you got for number one?
Do I hear that? Can you hear it coming? Ooh-wee! What up with that? What is up? Can you hear me now? Listen, brothers and sisters, what is up? I'm asking you right now, what is up? What is up? What is up? What is up with that?
I'm afraid that's all the time we have.
Yeah. Oh, DeAndre Cole. Sorry, that is an excellent sketch.
I just love one of that so much.
Again, I spend this week surprised that your number one is not... That my number one and your number one aren't the same.
That's in my honorable mentions.
But it is, because my number one is Colonel Angus Comes Home.
Oh, not where I thought you were going.
Colonel Angus is possibly the best sketch of all time, let alone the 2000s.
Well, you know, Ian, when you get sick, home, just tap him on the head and he'll move along.
Just tap on the head, tell him to move along. Oh, Colonel Angus. I love when the ladies love when Colonel Angus comes to town.
That is not where I thought you were going.
That's I love that sketch, Craig. It's ridiculous. It's like who's on first, but like taken to a whole new level.
That is a great sketch. I can't argue with that.
All right.
Where I thought you were going on my honorable mentions is Bear City.
Wait. Oh, yeah, for sure. That's in my honorable mentions. Ray's going to bring us home.
Oh, I forgot. Right. I forgot Ray didn't already go.
Nope. Not, sorry. Not my first yet. So I was going to try and make a joke, but I just can't. I can't do it. I was going to try and make a joke that my number one was Garth and Kat singing on Weekend Update. I just...
Yeah.
I couldn't get through. I thought it in my mind, and I'm like, I don't think I can get through that without gagging. So, because that's one of the worst things ever. No, my number one, and I just had to check to make sure that my timing was correct, because I am really surprised that this did not make somebody else's list. My number one SNL bit from the 2000s. I got to have more cowbell.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The cowbell skit was was in, what was it, April of 2000, and
no kidding.
There's nothing funnier. Like,
man, I even have that pop sitting not far from me here.
Yeah, well, with Will Ferrell's got that shirt on that's just a little bit too small for him.
And his belly's jiggling out while he dances around. He's really exploring the space. Like, he's really exploring the space.
Never question Bruce Dickinson.
Baby, when we're done here, you're going to be wearing gold-plated diapers. What does that even mean? That's solid.
That was solid. Wow, there were a lot of good sketches in the 2000s. Yeah,
yeah, sorry, so I screwed up the order. So besides Bear City,
yes.
The other one is Jimmy and JT bring it on down to Whateverville.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on down to Holmesville.
I had that listed as mascots with Justin Timberlake.
Yes, that's also what I have. Mascots, Jimmy and JT. Man, Bring It On Down to Whatever is amazing every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my other honorable mention. That and,
Soup! There it is! Here it comes again! Everybody, soup, baby, soup, baby.
That and ESPN with Greg Tinkle and Pete Stink.
There you go!
That was my honorable mention, so.
Best Galloran in the biz. awesome. I was.
I really want to thank you for letting me sleep on your couch last night. good times. There's so many good skits there.
Yeah, that was a good diverse list. Yeah, I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Man, I cannot believe you didn't have Bear City.
I only had room for three.
Shoo.
Bear City was hilarious. I can't believe I didn't have Cowbell or any of these other ones that we mentioned.
The Cowbell didn't even occur to me. I feel really bad about
Colonel Angus Comes Home, Craig. It's magnificent.
It's real funny.
Yeah. But then again, you didn't have Brian Fellows or Astronaut Jones last time. So.
I did not.
I don't know where your head's at these days.
That's
get in the game.
Because I did love me Astronaut Jones. It's one of my favorite things ever, too.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Take off that shirt and bleep the rest of the sentence. All right.
All right. Let's move on to the trivia portion of the show.
Do it.
See if I can remember what I asked people. See if I, Oh! Klaw and Killmonger were stealing stuff last week, weren't they?
If you say so.
I think they were. I think we were trying to remember what they were stealing from the Museum of Great Britain.
Yep.
And, the answer is vibranium.
Yeah, it was something made of vibranium. I just didn't know what...
vibranium and, that sweet mask that Killmonger wears. That, antique tribal mask. Both stolen. All right, this week. Craig, should I go much harder, much easier, or in the middle?
Well, I had no idea what the answer to that question was, so, you know, let's go for hard.
Okay. What is the sequence of words in English that activates the Winter Soldier?
Oh, wow.
Nice.
It is, let me see, for the people who would like a hint, it's a 10 separate phrases.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. It was one of my harder ones that I found. So, that again. What sequence of words in English activates the Winter Soldier?
What it should have been is, what would you do for a Klondike bar? That would have been solid gold.
You want it activating all over the place, huh?
Why aren't I writing movies? Ian and I should be writing scripts in Hollywood because we're totally better than 99% of the movies that are currently written.
That's true.
Man, movies are gone downhill so bad.
Ah. We could give Ben Affleck and Stefan a good run for their money as screenwriters.
True story. All right, thanks for the trivia. Willie, what you got in your mailbag?
Not much this week, but over on the Reddit, Stinkpalm said that his top three was No Country for Old Men, The Departed, and Silence of the Lambs. He says he loves, and I don't know how many O's are in there, but I'm not going to hold it for that long. He loves No Country for Old Men, but honorable mention for Bridge on the River Kwai.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
I don't know if I've ever seen that. Maybe when I was really young, but it sounds like a movie that my dad would have watched, you know? But
yeah, I mean, the final scene of blowing up the bridge, it was epic for that time because they didn't have, you know, CGI.
Right.
They had to build a bridge, make a train go over it, blow it up and hope that it worked. And it was spectacular.
Groose also said apologies to Ray regarding Diablo II Remastered. I seem to remember Craig hoping for it more frequently. I'm sure you were right. I'm sure Craig has mentioned it more frequently on the podcast. My only point, and there's no way you would know this, but was that I probably have logged, I don't know, 10 times more hours in D2
than
Craig.
Yeah, I've been mostly playing D3 Solid for the past decade. So
he also had Sideshow Bob. No, the book is German. It means the Bart the.
Ooh, no one who speaks German could be a bad person.
Exactly. if you didn't get the joke, Sideshow Bob has a tattoo that clearly says "Die Bart Die," and he's trying to get released on parole, and he says that no, it's German. It means the Bart the. that's it. That's all that's in the mailbag.
Wow. All right, people. Give Ray something to do all week. He gets bored.
I'll just play more poker.
I was going to say, Willie Lumpkin's getting overwhelmed with Amazon deliveries as is. He just doesn't have time to bring the mail like he used to.
That could be true.
They're cutting down his overtime.
Yeah, he's coming to my house at least, you know, 4 or 5 days a week. And on Sundays.
That's heartless.
Man, I always feel so bad heartless when I see the U.S. postal truck roll up on a Sunday and I'm like, oh, you poor sucker here to deliver my Amazon. I'm so sorry you have to work on Sunday. All right, let's move on then. Once again, I am the Hans.
I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump. We just want to pump.
You up.
You up. See what I got as far as boosted characters go. All right, 3-star boosted characters. Ooh, Bullseye. Bullseye is all about the strike tiles. He's throwing tiles at people. He's generating his own, making things drop. He's excellent. I mean, you can really overload the board with strike tiles with 3-star Bullseye. He is a fun guy to play. He's not, you know, he is unlike most other 3-stars. Captain America, spectacular. He does everything fine himself. He's hurting people and stunning people and gaining back like 98% of the AP that he uses to do those things. Shields are bouncing off of heads. And if you stumble into 19 yellow, you can throw out some projectiles. Luke Cage, spectacular again. He's punching things, punching and stunning, super punching, putting out recurring projectile that really cuts down on match damage dramatically. It's handy. Squirrel Girl, man, they're all pretty good so far. She's got some of the best named powers in the game. I think her nuts from above go through projectiles or damage you for having projectiles. So those are fun. They'll all be boosted. All of her stuff's, other than the fact that she ends your turn when you play her yellow. Good times with Squirrel Girl and Squirrels. And Wolverine. Patch is boosted. Pretty solid as far as the Wolverines go. Green damage and red damage is boosted. Yellow healing is boosted. Yeah, so if you do 3-stars, everybody's looking good. Let's see what else we got. 4-stars. The recently Crash of the Titan, X-Force Deadpool. His red damage and his red true healing are going to be increased. The damage from matching the countdown for what tiles is going to be increased. And the damage that he, the counter damage that he does with his black also should be boosted. Ooh, Medusa is boosted and she gets some original Clash of the Titans art to go with
That's
her.
That's solid right there.
That movie's so good.
So good.
Ah. I can't tell you how much it holds up.
I really can watch excellent. That. Like, but back in the day when it was on the nonstop HBO rotation,
yeah,
I'm sure I saw it 50 times one summer, right?
Oh, sure.
I could still probably sit down and watch it 50 times in a summer and be just as happy with it.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. I've been on a huge surge with that movie. It super holds up. And yeah, when it was on the constant HBO rotation way back in the day, my parents recorded it onto a VHS tape for me and I watched it, you know, 50 times a summer. I would reenact Calabos's death scene.
Calabos!
Anytime someone would be willing to watch.
Who's the main actor in that?
Harry Hamlin.
That's my only complaint. His acting ability is just, I don't know. I just don't, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
All the rest of the movie is fine, though. Like,
yeah.
And glorious for the time. I just can't get into his character.
Okay, that's fair. Great movie. But anyway, so is a good character, Medusa. She's boosted. Her burst healing is going to go up. The red damage and her tile stealing buffs from hair metal will also go up. Prowler is boosted. See if I can use these notes to tell me what Prowler does. Oh, he's got the blue stun, which is okay, but the damage that does will be boosted. He steals and improves tiles, so he'll improve them further, and he does put out a couple strike tiles along with his coat. Spider-Woman is boosted. The fear half of love and fear, those trap tiles will do more damage, and her system shock will do more damage. And it looks like X-23 is also boosted. Green does damage, and then creates strike tiles if you can hold holding back, or whatever the other half of holding back is. Best boosted healing and boosted damage from tracking prey. So, awesome. There's a good mix all around. Let's see what Samurai has to say about these characters. Combining 3-star Patch with 4-star Medusa and Prowler. Patch is good at dropping strike tiles for both sides. Prowler fortifies them. When you match them away, not only do you steal them, but they count as Medusa's yellow. Oh, cool. So you get AP and you steal the tiles. Great. That sounds like a good combination for who's boosted. So that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Let's head over to the team-up time.
Team-up time. Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right. I did not get any suggestions from anybody, so I'm scaling it back a bit. We're dropping down to a 2-star team, and part of the reason for this is I see that there are a lot of people just starting the game. On Reddit, there's just a constant influx of people starting out, not knowing exactly what to do with their resources and stuff. So, hey, this is for them. We're going to go with a 2-star team that I used quite a bit back in the day, and it's pretty decent. If you're in 2-star land, Wolverine is an obvious choice, because after he gets hurt, he can heal himself just by making a yellow match. Pair him up with Dakin. Who puts out strike tiles and, more importantly, destroys those strike tiles for extra damage with his blue. And finish that team off with a 2-star Black Widow. Black Widow, you're going to be using her purple in order to steal all the AP from the enemy, prevent them from doing much of anything. And also, with her espionage, she makes a purple, blue, or black. She does extra damage and steals. So with her ability to steal blue and Dakin's ability to fire off his chemical reaction for only 5 AP, yeah, it's a pretty good team. So you're making green matches, which put out strike tiles from Dakin, and then when you fire off Wolverine's Feral Claws, it also puts out strike tiles, and then you quickly generate blue between Black Widow and Dakin and fire off his chemical reaction, destroys the strike tiles, does extra damage. For a 2-star team, they're pretty aggressive, pretty strong. Dakin actually heals himself automatically as long as there's enough blue on the board. So, yeah, it's a reasonably high damage 2-star team. I enjoyed it at the time, thought I'd give it a mention in my list. Wolverine I have at a 5-5-3, Dakin at a 3-5-5, and Black Widow at a 5-3-5. So there you go, that's a team up for this week. If you do have any ideas, submit them on Reddit, send them an email, you know, what have you. And thanks as always to Unify.
Unify?
All right, let's go old school and open up some tokens.
Righto. Let's see what kind of latest legend I get this week. It is, whoa, Nick Fury, director of S.H.I.E.L.D., Avengers Assemble.
I've heard of that guy.
Yep.
Ray, what you got? I got 5 latest legends, it appears.
I don't know. Apparently my game's going to take a while to load. I'm at like 33%, so why don't you go ahead?
All right, I'm going to go ahead. Oh, the first one's purple. Yellow Jacket, sting like a bee. Cool. Oh my god, number 2 is a purple.
Whoa.
Yellow Jacket, that shrinking feeling.
I am super jealous I didn't go first.
Number three is Marie Hill. Hey, she's a character in this game. Then we got Ghost. And finally, Elsa Bloodstone, the Bloodstone Gem. So two purples for me. That's super exciting.
Yeah, both yellow jackets. Well done, sir.
Yeah, what does that get my yellow jacket up to? A 1-1-2.
Nice.
Way beyond where I've got them. Let's see if I can catch up. I have five. First one is a 4-star for Carnage. Number two, Cloak and Dagger. Number three, another 4-star Dazzler. Number four, Iron Fist. And number five, no 5-stars for me. I did, however, get a Ta Darling, Elsa Bloodstone. Yeah, my I'm still no luck with the yellow jacket. Like, I've got that one cover that I managed to get from the shards. That's it.
There you go. Thanks, as always, to this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell people how to find that podcast network.
Okay, it's called the Soon to Be Named Network. It is available at soontobenamednetwork.com. If you are looking for some podcasts to enjoy in addition to this one, we have teamed up with several other excellent podcasts, the Soon to Be Named Network, a podcasting network for your podcasting needs. soontobenamednetwork.com. Check it out.
So check me out. What year did that happen?
That's a good question. I would guess late 90s, but it could be the 2000s.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have made my list.
No, but that had to be a 90s sketch, right? Jerry O'Terry's been gone a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, anything else for the go to the order?
No. Sorry.
I think I'm good.
All right.
No, I don't.
Short show this week.
No, I don't.
Talk to me, Robin. all right, then in that case, thanks everybody for joining in. Please send things to Ray. He gets really bored. Write him in any language you want. He'll figure it out. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on our Amazon banner or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. So that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, help me, Mr. Popeil. Good night, everybody. I'm sure I've used that clue before, friends. Too.
What's that?
I'm pretty sure I've used that clue before, but hey, you know, whatever.
Right, it's versatile.
That's right.
Bye, friends.
Good night.